China's Olympic swim team is training for the upcoming Rio Summer Olympics in Connecticut. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports from their training site, a facility in Norwalk called Swim 70.
Members of the team do laps in the facility's 50-meter swim lanes. Among them is Sun Yang, who became the first Chinese male swimmer to win a gold medal in 2012. He doesn't stop to chat between laps. He takes a breath and dives right back in. These lanes are the crown jewel of the facility. Swim 70 co-owner Tony Phillips says she had the Olympics in mind when she built Swim 70 last year.
We knew that to train for the Olympics, you have to swim in a 50-meter pool for 4 hours a day. We're the only pool on the East Coast besides North Baltimore that have 50-meter lanes available all day, every day.
Being on the East Coast is important because an Olympic team wants to train somewhere close to the time zone where it competes so they don't get jet-lagged just before the games start. Yifan Liu is a coach with the team. He says there's another reason. Norwalk's small-town feel helps keep the team from distractions.
Here, we want to stay here. The main reasons we want to keep it very quiet. Our schedule very, very, very tough. So no weekend, no set day. We always training from the morning to the evening of the 8. We just want to swim very quick.
Liu says the team was able to get away for a little fun to watch fireworks on the 4th of July, and they even found a Chinese restaurant in Norwalk that made what they liked and could give them a little taste of home.
It's very, very good food for our swim.
The team leaves for Rio de Janeiro later this week. The Summer Olympics are scheduled to start on August 5th. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.